You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It was a little before 4 o'clock yesterday when I got a phone call from a number I didn't recognize. So what do? You let it go to voicemail, right? I don't know who this person is. I'm not answering that call.
Yep, we all do it.
It was a local number, though, but I still let it go. I went back a few minutes later and I listened to the voicemail. And the voicemail, Jeremy, said, "Hi, this is so-and-so with such-and-such radiology, just confirming your appointment for this Friday for your brain scan. If there's any problems, you need to blah, 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 give us a call."
Well, one problem.
And I was like, boy, have they got a wrong number. I don't have a brain scan scheduled for this Friday. However, they also gave my full name in the message, my legal name.
Yeah.
And I was like, So I called the number back. And that launched a little over 1 hour nightmare for me. The bottom line is this radiology place had me scheduled for a brain imaging scan this Friday. When I said, well, who made the appointment? They said, your doctor. I said, who's the doctor? They gave me a name. I said, I've never heard of that doctor before.
Yeah.
And then there was the whole thing about, I said, I would normally just let this go, but I'm a little concerned that you guys have all my information and you have me down for a big brain scan. So I said, why allegedly do I need this brain scan? And they said, well, our records show you have tremors and a possible brain tumor.
No, I don't think.
I've never heard that before.
This is news to me.
Can you tell me more about that? And anyway, it went around and around and around. And finally I said, look, I just need to cancel this because I don't want this just hanging over me. They said, well, hold on. We'll put you through to our scheduling people. So I have to wait on hold.
No.
Get to the scheduling people, go through the whole dance again. And they said, well, we can, sure, whatever, but I'm going to put you through to our billing department. I go, why would I need to talk to the billing department? This is not my appointment.
Yeah.
They said, well, you still are going to have to talk to them about, billing. I said, if I cancel, I'm going to have to talk to billing. They go, yeah, there could be a cancellation fee. But I didn't make the appointment. You guys just randomly called me. So why do I have to pay for this? Finally, 40 minutes later, it was about, a quarter to five. I get on with something. And by the way, I need to point out, the whole time I'm having all these conversations for 45 minutes, it's as if I'm the bad guy. They all act irritated with me.
Right.
They're pissy with me, and I'm not kidding. Like, I'm some sort of creep who's ruining their day. Finally, about a quarter to five, I get someone who's Mr. Testa, blah, 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 really condescending.
Yeah.
I said, I want to talk to a supervisor. Puts me on hold. Actually, this is like 4:30. Puts me on hold, and for almost a quarter of an hour, I'm on hold listening to the music with the interspersed messages of how important my call is. It wasn't that one. I know which one you're talking about. The classic hold music. That's very funny. Comes back, and after about 14 minutes, they say, okay, I'll put your call through now, and disconnect me. That old trick. I call back. Get somebody else, have to go through the whole dance again because it's not the same person. They put me on hold for 9 minutes, and when they come back, they say, well, we're sorry, but our supervisor is now left for the day. Somebody will get back to
you. Did you give them all your information?
No, the thing is, they had my information. They have my legal name. They have my address. The only thing that didn't match up was the phone number. They have my birth date, my legal name, first and last, and my address.
I feel like you're being scammed.
I know,
like,
but I looked up the place. I looked up the place, and it is, and it's a, let me just
put
it this
way. It's an actual place?
It's an actual place. It's a radiology thing that's got locations all
over
the country.
So did the number match the radiology place?
Yes.
So
I called them. I called them.
The actual radiology. Okay.
Yeah. So it was like, they exist.
You went right to the source.
It's not a scam. It's what I wondered was, did somebody steal my identity?
Yeah.
And make an appointment for themselves.
Right.
But why would they do that under my name?
To bill your insurance so they
I know, but the results still have
to come
would go to me, not to them.
Yeah. I don't know. This is the strangest thing ever, unless there's another Dom Testa out there where you live and they mixed it up somehow.
The odds of another DT, you know, my legal there. First name, which is not dumb, at my address with my date of birth. Pretty. I haven't seen another one of me bumbling around the halls of my house. But
my other concern, as multiple people pointed out on your Facebook post about this yesterday, maybe you do have brain issues and you did make this appointment and you just don't remember.
I saw those.
That is my second concern. That there is something going on.
I have had a very difficult time remembering certain words.
Right.
In the last
Are you
years.
Bumping into things around the house?
And I still perambulate just fine. I get stuck on words every once in a while. But
I have to know how this plays out. So I want to be updated on what goes on here. If you do get a hold of a supervisor.
Out. I said, what's the name of the supervisor? They said, we can't tell you the name of the supervisor. We keep our supervisor's
so
names
too.
Private.
It's suspicious.
Yeah, you know? And it's going to be sometime within the next 48 hours they're going to call me. And I said, am I still going to get billed for it? So you know what I did last night? I didn't put this in the Facebook post. I called my insurance company yesterday evening.
Smart, yeah.
I spent half an hour with them. They're concerned, and they were like, we're making all sorts of notes. They go, if anyone tries
anything.
To do anything with this, they go, we will go after them. And okay. I was like, all right, my insurance company's on my side.
Like, finally, they're doing something for me. That's good. That's good. That's really good that you did that.
They were very sympathetic to everything, whereas these people at this imaging company, holy crap, they could not have been more rude. And I'm a pretty easy guy to get along with when I'm on the phone doing stuff.
Sure.
They were making me feel like I was some sort of criminal.
You just kind of wanted to go in anyway, just to get, have them stop yelling at you. Fine, I'll come in.
Let me put it this way. If I had already met all my deductible, I might have gone in just to get one.
Just for funsies,
Yeah. Well,
see what's rattling around in there.
Might as well take them up on the free brain scan.
Yeah. Oh, well, good luck, man. That's
it's
weird.
It's the goofiest
it's
thing
scary
I've experienced
and
in a long time because they were pissed that I had not... I claimed I didn't make the appointment.
Your next step is to track down this doctor, I guess, that made the appointment.
I know. I looked up where this doctor works out of. It is 1 hour from my house. So is it worth me driving an hour there, waiting in the waiting room to confront
punch him
them?
In the face?
Some woman.
Oh, okay. Don't do that.
Some woman neurologist. Huh. Then I've
call
said,
her.
I've
you got to call her.
That's the office I called. They won't let me talk to anybody.
You can't talk to her?
I can't talk to anybody. I'm living in a nightmare.
This is super weird.